I have to follow that.
Well, my background and where I come from on the bass is basically rooted in the real traditions of bluegrass, which is the real straight-ahead kind of stuff. It's a little bit more of the rawest form of the music. It's not as refined as, say, a schooled bass player would play. And it comes down to a few things. It's like technique. You know, there's classical musicians that really study hard and play a classical technique, and there's a certain right way and a certain wrong way about going about playing the bass. But in bluegrass, it's like the blues. It's like... Real, say, hot jazz, like the early jazz, which is it's a raw form of music. And so the approach to the playing the instrument has to take raw technique to get those sounds, to kind of emulate those sounds. So if you go back to early bluegrass, you'll hear a lot of walking bass in Bill Monroe's music because, as a product of the times, you know, you think about what was on the radio, a lot of swing music. And so his music really had a swing. Of course, he had a gospel and a blues influence. And the fiddle tradition in there, too, which came from the string bands. And he refined all of this into what he ended up doing. But you hear a lot on these old records, you know. And the guy's, like, playing on gut strings, and he's just snapping the strings and trying to really get on that recording. But if you listen to old Count Basie records from that era, too, that bass player, Walter Page, is doing the same thing. He's... Of course, he's trying to get out in front of an 18-piece band or whatever. So, and they probably had a microphone closer to him. You know, they only had a few microphones. So that's kind of the stuff that my playing is rooted in. But I love all kinds of music. And I love jazz music. And, I think Ray Brown is probably the greatest bass player that ever lived just because of his tone and the way he can go from playing here to here in about three notes, you know, and he just... A sheer master of the instrument and could swing and really had a great vocal ability as a bass player. My playing will never approach that, but, you know, I listen for elements and the essence of what he's trying to do, which is the sound, you know. And that's in the jazz side. And then in the country music, you know, of course, Nashville had this long tradition of great bass players, some of which are still around. The greatest of all, or most well-known, is a guy named Bob Moore, who played on tons of records. Played on, you know, things like King of the Road. I mean, so many records that, you know, played on all of Patsy Cline's records. And that great bass sound that he got, you know, that's him playing all that stuff. So as a bass player and you go back and you kind of study the instrument, that's where it starts. And so I kind of listen to that stuff. You know, people like Roy Husky, Junior Husky, his father, Joe Zinkin. You know, he did a kind of a slap thing where he would do bass solos like Four Leaf Clover and stuff on the bass in a slap technique. And of course, you know, for me, one of my biggest influences of all was Del McCurry's brother, Jerry, who many of you may have seen down through the years. He doesn't get out much from his region these days, but he is, like, to me, the greatest traditional raw style bass player that there is. And he incorporates this slap technique, and, you know, his left hand, he holds it like this, you know, basically. It's like you can do anything more wrong as a bass player, but man, when he does it, it is right, and it sounds so great, you know. And he taught me, and it really inspired me to sort of take what was part of their musical tradition and incorporate it into the things that I brought into the band, too. So a lot of the slap stuff I learned from him, and that comes from a whole appreciation, too, of rockabilly and that kind of thing, so... It's another reason why, I mean, I love all the music that these guys play. Eric's band, the Red Stick Ramblers, if you haven't seen them, they incorporate so many different, I mean, their music, literally, being from Louisiana, is a gumbo of music.